Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show. Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans. The only way to describe this week's episode is what the Benton boys would call a butt show. And take what you will from that. We are in for an hour. You're in for an hour of what breakfast would look like on Benton Street about 2 years ago. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, to episode 87 of the podcast, and I can promise you guys on this one, you are going to want to put a seatbelt on, buckle up, and don't leave your seat for 1 second until Kluver gives the outro music, because I'm dressed like an asshole for a reason this morning. I've got my Buffalo Bills elephant hat on. My sunglasses are on because this morning the fucking Super Bowl light is just too bright. Nuts and bolts, man, we're about to have one of the best episodes of all time, because today I'm wearing this hat for a fucking reason. Bills Mafia, we have the Gersh Show in the building, but not only is Ike going to be on the podcast today giving us some pretty great content, just because that's what we get when we get Ike together with us three idiots. It's really great content. Bo's at his house, and so we're just going to bring you guys the Benton Street podcast as soon as possible. When Bo and Josie get on the mics, this thing could really get out of hand, so I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. This is pretty special. We've been wanting to do the Benton Street podcast for about as long as we've had this podcast now, and here we are. So let me just get out of the way and let the guys who are actually here to talk get this thing started.
You belong in a fucking zoo, you know that?
Yes, I do, sir. I've belonged in a zoo for a lot of years.
You and Bo both actually could have your own exhibit.
and just Bo, so deserves, you know, I'm not taking this.
Bo deserves his own entire zoo just for himself.
Yeah, true.
He does. True. Wow.
I'm not taking this hat or these glasses off the whole episode.
Josie, the outlaw may or may not make an appearance on this episode as well. This is the true, like Drake said, the true Benton Boys podcast. So to start, we have Ikey the Girth on for the entirety. Bo decides that his life is too good for us or something.
Nah, he's on his way. He's on his way. Him and his girlfriend might have been having a little morning quickie or something. He answered the phone, said he'd be there in a second. So
Yeah, he's up, boys. He's moving.
All right. And Josie is busy being a dad, said he put the kid down. Rowan, shout out.
The first Benton baby.
Yeah, the Benton baby. Ike, I want to start with the fact that I 100% voted on Instagram for you to be the one that decorates your guys' house versus Katie.
Yes.
I also voted for the Stallion picks.
And
I appreciate that, boys. I'm not going to win the whole house, but the Stallion picks was like 95-5.
100%. So. Oh, God, Kevin.
I also voted for you, Ike. I want you to know that.
Thanks, Kev. Kev, are you trying to get your own zoo exhibit going?
Or you... Looks like he belongs somewhere in a fucking Brad Safari.
Everyone on this podcast belongs in a zoo somewhere. Some of us need to be behind a glass door, like Drake. Me, you can probably be like those the little birds that they sometimes just let run around in the open. That's gonna be me.
Flamingos.
Well, flamingos. No. Yeah, I'm a flamingo.
No.
First of all, Kevin, do you think I'm like a menace to the people if I'm not behind glass?
You're like Drake. You're probably like a crocodile. Like you're pretty tame most of the time, but when you go off, you're not fun to be around.
I got you.
Bo is literally Harambe, and he deserves his own. I mean, if kids got tossed into the exhibit with him, some bad things would happen, and. Oh, there he is, Buzz.
Welcome to the show.
For those listening right now,
the butt show.
For those listening to the podcast, I know this isn't a normal intro. This is what it's going to be with the Benton Boys. If you are listening to this podcast and you want the full experience, please go to YouTube 1 week from this debuting or subscribe to Patreon.
Just subscribe to our Patreon account because Kluver's trying to make us a couple extra dollars here.
Right. We need funding for more cool merch, so that's most of the reason for Patreon. Kevin now has the shades on as well. This has turned into an asshole production, 200%. I'm wearing a Squirtle shirt.
I'm just wearing a normal outfit, guys.
And it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, how are we feeling this morning, being that it's the day of the day?
I mean, it's not the day for any of us, but I woke up and I was like, man, I really feel it. Like the Hawks are going to do it today. Either one side or the other, they're going to get it done.
Yeah, I mean,
like, who you got?
Oh, I got the Niners.
Same. Bang, bang. This whole podcast is bang, bang, Niner gang. Bo, who you got?
No, it's not.
Kevin said last night that he's taking Big Ben.
Big Head Neiman and the Kansas City Chiefs, baby.
Oh, I didn't know if Kevin got that part in before or after he got fired last night.
No, I said it for him. Bo Bauer, who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I got the Niners as well, boys.
So, fuck Kevin. Bang, bang.
Hey, Bo.
Sorry, Benny boy.
Crazy that you're wearing pants. wild.
Bo, get off the couch and come join the party.
He's trying to put it into his phone. Can he do that? Or
he can do it on his phone.
Okay. I just gotta send him that code, right?
I can send it to him right now.
It's Kluver's number, my number, Kevin's number. Kluver's number, my number.
By the way, our group chat in the text message is called Moose Puke.
my number, Kluver's number, my number, Drake's number. Yeah. Okay,
this podcast is the worst. I'm telling you, this podcast is either going to suck if you're just listening to it, or if you watch the video version, it's the best one we've ever done.
Definitely.
Gareth, how's the new house, boys?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a work in progress, but it's coming along, boys.
Wifey liking it?
She is. She's enjoying it. She's enjoying herself.
Boys, how is wife doing in the third trimester? How's she getting ready to pop here?
The belly is – it's coming, boys. She's surpassed mine now.
She's growing a girth, so
– She's a full-term weasel right now?
Yeah, there's a little weasel in there.
Now,
about little.
Now,
and we start thinking about names for the young stallion.
Yeah, but those names are pretty locked down.
I was going to say, there's no way that the girth releases the name.
Is Stallion Butker one of the proposed names?
Stallion was the name that was proposed that was immediately shot down.
What about Drake?
Drake, I don't think – nobody that I really know was, like, in the running just because they're, you know –
Yeah,
you know, that's weird. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah,
like I don't want him remind. I don't really want him to remind me of, you know,
of me.
like he's Drake. He's seen you do some pretty disgusting stuff, and when he's talking to his son, he doesn't want to think about any of that shit.
No.
Yeah, I know. For
hey, Cooper, will you send that code to Bo?
Yeah, I got it. I know that when Lauren and I have a kid, Drake, Ike, Kevin, Bo. Those four names will all be on, and Josie, I mean, will all be the bottom five on the list.
In what order?
Which one's the bottom of those?
In what order?
Drake is the last one.
Absolutely. No, Kevin's got to be the last one.
Drake is the last one on the list. The Josie is it's just not a name that we would go with, so he'd probably be next. Ike is probably third.
You could do Isaac.
I don't know. Bo, I don't know how Bo wouldn't be that far down the totem pole, though.
Am I in the top of the list?
Kevin, you're probably the most likely for Lauren and I to name our kid after. But behind
some more.
Behind 7,000 or 8,000 other names. we've already got names picked out too for our unconceived child 2 years prior. So
2 years. We have a timeline now, huh?
Not really for boys, but girls, we got a few names that we like. But that third Benton baby is going to be a while, as long as things go to plan.
Who's going to have the first one?
What do you mean?
Between you and Bo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you think, between you and Bo.
You think Bo's timeline is that accelerated? Oh!
Is hey, he here?
Man, I think Ike knows as much as anyone. You know, timelines aren't always – true to what they are.
You don't know what's gonna happen, boys.
That's true. It's also that's always true.
Why am I looking at two Ikes and not that is a Bo.
I'm gonna put my money on
Rob. Are y'all wearing the exact same outfit?
This is me and both boys.
Oh man, these sunglasses are polarized. I can't see shit.
This guy.
You need to take those glasses off, Kev.
Dear God.
There we go. Bo's smiling girth right down. There. Do you say call using internet audio? Is that the one you push?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But take it away from – yeah.
Yeah. You might have to go like –
sit across the room at least.
Or turn it down.
Oh, definitely. My God. Bo's got the tactical helmet on.
This is exactly why we got to get the Benton Savages together for a podcast.
All in one room. Now, Bo, how many lumens is that side headlamp right there?
Like 3,000.
3,000 lumens?
So yeah. Do you wear it when you kill coyotes?
Yes.
Now, there was a story where Kevin and I traveled to Decorah, and we went bow fishing. Or Kevin, were you there at that time?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, and we bought a lamp that was about 700 lumens, and that lamp, that flashlight became a joke of the weekend. But didn't catch any fish that night. There was a shitload of bugs out on that pond at some random rich person's house in Decorah, and it was still a good time.
It was swampy.
Swampy. It was swampy like only you would know, Bo.
So girth, you are now two seasons in, man. How are you feeling? How's the body feeling?
My body feels outstanding, really.
Oh, is that Bella?
It is, yeah.
How's that little weasel doing?
She's weaseling.
She's a weasel.
She's a super weasel. Yeah. Kevin, just saw your Instagram post. Your brother absolutely makes you look like a midget.
Yeah, he is 6'7". I'm 6'1". Genes aren't fair sometimes.
And they just had their kid, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Michael was born on the 22nd of January. He's
That's awesome. Congrats to them.
Little boy.
A lot of babies.
Monster. Yeah.
Look at that little weasel run around.
The rat.
The rat.
I do have to say this, though. The rat used to be more rattier. This thing's like a fucking hyena now. A small hyena.
Yeah,
the most athletic dog I've ever seen.
Except for you could still pick Bella up and hit her further than Colton Rastetter can hit a football.
Oh
my God.
Oh my goodness.
Like I said, behind a glass cage.
I'm Jake. Out. I'm not
behind a glass cage.
I'm not in on this conversation. Colton's a good friend. Shout out.
Just from the stands.
Yeah, from the fucking bleachers. That was that comment.
That was Drake. That was Drake from the third deck of Miami Super Bowl, seat 48 in the third level.
Listen, dude. Wallace knew that the Shield wasn't the biggest fan of running rugby style. One of us had a busted ass leg, and Brady, it's like a guard. He doesn't want to move. He just wants to stand there. So, you know, we weren't a fan of rugby style, but it is what it is.
I kind of liked rugby style. Kind of gave me a little leeway with the snap. I could just throw it out to the right.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, Clue. How does that – so you just throw it to the side that you're
going? Oh, yeah, I just ripped it, dude. You guys have no idea how often I just got down there and was like, we'll see where it goes. I mean –
yeah, Clue, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't thinking about the snap because if you messed it up, you were getting wrecked, and if not, it was just like, all right.
So many times, I wish I could explain to you so many times how little control I actually felt with the ball in my hands, especially as it got colder during the season. I was going out there with the confidence of the team on my back, and in my own head, I was thinking, let's get it there.
Well, Clove, hinting at this, when we called Punler, we weren't worried about your snap.
I know, yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was
there's some other things we were worried about. It wasn't your snap.
For a while, we were worried about if the punter was actually going to punt it or if he was going to try and run a QB sweep left. And for a while, we were worried about if the punter was going to get the ball across the line of scrimmage. And then we were worried about if, you know, just so many fucking multitude of things. You were low on the totem pole there.
Well, yeah, so – there was a time where we were worried about if Kaluzi could actually kick it less far. There were times where Kevin and I would run down the field cussing at Kaluzi because he was hitting 68 yarders into the end zone and giving us touchbacks. Like, dude, lighten it up a little bit.
I remember. Yeah, I remember it was like one. We were like on our own like 30-yard line, and he kicked a touchback during the North Dakota State game. Like, we were just like, motherfucker.
And we ran all that way.
Yeah, and that was honestly what I was most pissed about.
Now, Bo, you're strapped up. What's going through your mind right now?
I look like a sloth.
That's established.
When I wake up in the morning, I look so slothy, and I hate it.
No, you are just in from Colorado?
Yes. Even yesterday with Bay.
With Bay.
Yep.
How's Bay?
Excellent. She's slumbering. Actually, I don't know if she's slumbering anymore.
Okay.
Is she going to come on the podcast?
Probably not.
We should have Rachel on the podcast without Bo.
Yes. You definitely could, and it would not be good.
It'd be fantastic.
It'd be terrible.
You guys should do a Women of Benton Street podcast where all of your girlfriends / wives
get together. Be funny as hell. They just talk mad shit for the whole episode.
If they told some of the stories from their perspective, I'd probably be in some trouble.
Lauren, Mick, Katie, Rachel.
And then if they do that.
Kevin and Drake.
Yeah. Who's Kevin and Drake bringing?
Well,
we'll have to bring
dealer's
a plus
choice.
One.
How about that?
It's a surprise plus one.
Dealer's choice. Yeah. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. I get to choose. That'd be a fun little game, boys.
I was going to say name, but I'm not going to out people.
No.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
MD, come on down.
Oh,
come on now. You're the next contestant on.
The price is wrong.
The price is walk on.
Oh, fuck.
That's amazing.
Now, this is why. This is only good for us, by the way.
Everyone else, I feel like everybody's laughing.
Everybody stopped listening.
No one else knows what the hell we're talking about. They're not gonna appreciate it.
Now, any special plans for any of the five? Well, I guess you two are together for the Super Bowl today. Any big time watch parties? Girth, you cooking up any treats?
No, I'm not. But what is your? Well, we're making buffalo chicken dip. My mom's making some Reubens, and I'm a big Reuben guy. What about you guys? What's your favorite Super Bowl food activities?
Betting on prop bets.
No. I'm talking about food.
That's how he gets his nutrients.
Yes. He takes a multivitamin and degens prop bets.
Yeah. As long as he wins 55% of his prop bets, Kevin is fully – he doesn't have to eat.
Yeah, food is – all mental. You don't actually need it. I mean, you just got to go with the classic buffalo wings, man. That's got to be the go-to.
Yeah. I got to be honest. Sunday, right? Pizza's pretty good.
I was about to say pizza, man.
All day.
Pizza. I don't think I've ever had pizza at Super Bowl, which is kind of outrageous.
The buffalo chicken dip is
awesome. Come to think of it, did we ever do like a Super Bowl? Did we ever watch it all together?
No. Because weren't we all – no, we would have been back in
Iowa. I remember freshman year we watched in the dorms together. You, me, Clue, Drake. I think Bo might have been there.
Was that Seattle and Denver?
And Denver, yeah. That one's not even close.
Yeah, and they were just – yeah, that was bad. That was real bad.
And honestly, I honestly don't remember any other Super Bowl that we like just did something together.
I don't either.
From beyond that.
So, do you think it's a close game today or no?
Oh, yeah,
I think it's going to be a great game.
I think it's going to be super elite.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I took the Niners money line just because I could get them even money. I got them a little better than even money. But
that's still going to have.
Mahomes is going to go silly.
Yeah.
Mahomes is so
– I was expecting everybody, all like the casual sports betting fans to just bet on Kansas City because of Pat Mahomes. I was expecting the Niners to get a better line because of Mahomes.
He's actually a magical human with a football in his hands.
Does he get to sign a contract this offseason? Or is it yet one more year?
I think so.
I bet they'll sign him this year to extension.
Yeah. Mm.
If I was
for 200 bucks,
I was gonna say if I was Patty Mahomes, I'd be shopping around. I'd be.
But he doesn't have to shop around. The Chiefs are gonna pay him whatever he wants. There's no way they aren't.
Yeah.
You think they'd give him hookers if he wanted that in the contract?
Probably.
You know, considering how annoying his girlfriend is, he probably does.
Unbelievable.
Bo, what do you have to say about that?
I don't have much to say about it.
You don't have much to say about anything.
To talk and think in my mind about stuff that fills me.
I feel like you're purposefully holding back a little bit because you know that the animal could get out of the cage here and the zoo would have to shut down for the day.
the zoo has shut down a long time ago, boys. I'm a new man.
You are not. So false.
Yeah, listen. Once an animal, always an animal.
Look at Drake right now. Look at him.
I'm not dressed like this for no reason, all right?
Future's too bright.
Oh, are we feeling okay this morning?
Yeah, I feel amazing.
Do you boys have a little late night action last night?
We went to, like, the most elite hibachi grill ever.
Mike, is that the one you've been telling me about for like 4 years?
Rest in peace, Fuji.
Yeah. R.I.P. Fuji.
But this place is like 10 times Fuji, just saying.
See, Ike's been saying it forever, and I was.
Oh, yeah. I went there. Man,
boy. Oh, hi. I get the.
Kevin went there.
Yeah, I think I went there. It might have been like around your wedding time I went there. I forget who I went there with, though. It was really good, though.
Yeah, it's solid. It'll do the job.
Pretty Lou.
I just want you guys to watch this. This is the most athletic dog in the history of mankind. I mean, are you kidding me? Did you see that?
Yeah, she did.
I mean, that's just what it is. I'm going to send you guys a video, a picture of Josie that I found in my phone today. It was a screenshot that Mick took.
Mike, while he's doing that, describe to the people of Iowa City and the Hawkeye fans how insane the Bills Mafia are and how we need that energy in Iowa City.
It is like something.
Like, Hawkeye fans are passionate now, but yeah. I'm repping the Bills Mafia right now for a reason, because what they do with the production that the Mafia puts on is something that has been unmatched.
Yeah, I mean, so Hawkeye, I mean, I tailgated basically my entire senior year because I was playing. So I got a little taste, and they're respectable, but they, you know, there's probably areas that I didn't go into that get a little rowdy. But when we're talking about Bills Mafia, it's like a parking lot the size of like all the parking lots around Kinnick put together that is just – I mean, I've never been out there, but it's just insane. Absolutely insane.
They
and what time do they line up to start cheering you guys on?
Well, the campers roll in like – they start rolling in Fridays. So people are like in the camper. Some people are like in their campers Friday, and then all Saturday it's just more and more. And then when you leave the facility to go to the hotel on Saturday, there'll be like people on the street like playing music on loudspeakers, like right next to your car, like you pumped up on Saturday nights. It is insane.
I saw videos of when you guys got home from away trips. They were like at the airport.
Yeah, for like the last four or five away games. After we beat the Steelers, there was probably like, I don't know, over 1,000 people.
Just waiting for you at the airport.
And it was like 3 or 4 in the morning.
that is the energy that we need.
That's absurdity.
Yeah. Yeah, but there, I mean, there's a guy. So anybody that comes out to a game, like, will go, like, see, and I guess there's a guy that makes this file cabinet pizza, like, you're lifting pigs for pizza in a file cabinet.
Oh, I saw that on Barstool.
Like, insane. And then the guy that gets, like, covered in ketchup and mustard, I don't know what that's about.
That's Bo.
I mean, they got, like, all sorts of stuff going on.
Hey, Ike, I think your finger's over your speaker.
Oh, yeah. Right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's much you're better. Good.
And, I mean, the tables are the signature. But
I mean, they run out of tables in the
I'm pretty sure Houston ran out of tables.
There's no tables left because, like, people want to line up to jump off campers.
Jump off of campers through tables, dude. These guys are – they're discs in their back, and I hate them for so long after this, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's insane, but they're awesome.
Yeah, I got to imagine having stock in like a Walmart or Menards around the Buffalo area has got to be good stock.
Yeah,
like, they have to have like a whole section or store just devoted to folding tables, you got to think.
And I've seen they've started doing like they've doubled them up and like see if you can get through both tables. It's insane.
It's going to start acting like they're doing karate with the bricks, with the fucking cement blocks in front of them. Just, ah!
That's our new thing we need. We need to make the unbreakable table for the Bills Mafia.
Well, Outlaw Farming can get on that. Are you cracking a brew?
I was wondering the same thing. If Bo was digging into the lattes already this morning.
Body of Christ.
Oh, my God. You guys are absolutely...
I give you this, the blood of Christ.
Yeah. So this podcast has gotten out of hand several times already. I love it.
I can't.
Oh, boy.
I tweet.
I wanted to ask you his opinion on a couple.
You got to move your finger, Ikey.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We got you.
Just a couple Iowa things since I'm not around here. What has been the talk around. Like, I remember last year, years prior, like, Iowa State, Nebraska, it's about this time, and the Super Bowl's ending, so then they're like, okay, a while till the college football season starts. What's the, like, are they talking like it's going to be good? Like, it's their year?
Oh, yeah. Ike said he needed he needed a little time on Nebraska and Iowa State. So
yeah, I just wanted to know what's been going on, because I mean nobody really cares. And
well, after Scott Frost called his team pussies on the media or in the media, it was pretty much zero dark 30 out of Lincoln from there. We haven't heard too much chatter.
There's been like
out of the girls out west because. They fucking put way too much bleach in their laundry, and them shirts are looking awful white.
I know this, that on that, when he said that he inherited a team with weak confidence, that
can you imagine if KF said that about us, dude? We would shrivel up in the locker room and just be like, wow.
I'd quit. I would have quit. Long snapping ain't that cool to fucking stay around for a guy like that. I haven't heard a lot. I think I'm in the Nebraska, like I have 1 foot in the door because I'm around Lauren's family all the time. I was literally just there yesterday. And
are they starting to get it? Are they starting to realize they ain't hot shit anymore?
The smart ones. They are though. The smart ones, which are like, as far as relative to normal people's intelligence, right below average.
Pretty low.
Yeah, the smart ones are actually starting to – I don't think that they're not going to admit that they're bad, but they're not going to run their mouth about how good they are. Like, they're not
– Yeah, squirrel – I haven't heard anything out of squirrels.
So, let me ask. So we were talking about the smart ones in Nebraska, and I know that – the smart ones still aren't very smart, and they aren't very bountiful either. So is the mean in Nebraska like having a couple teeth pointed the wrong direction, breath smells like catfish bait? Like, is that the mean of those guys, those mouth breathers that are cheering for the white shirts?
The smartest people in Nebraska eat Runza. I don't know if you guys know what that is. They eat Runza 3 to 4 times a week. That's what
they get the run.
No. I understand how that sounds. You guys have to search, if you have time quick on your phone, search it. RUNZA. It's basically McDonald's, and they're all over fucking Nebraska. And I'll be honest, they make us the burger slaps, but
I won't be going there.
I saw one of those at Ott's Budget's wedding.
The other thing they have is Valentino's pizza, which is pretty good.
The only thing I give Nebraska is when I drive through there, because I drive through there a lot. I don't ever piss.
Hey, guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
It's in the urinal. I can tell you that much. It's on the floor.
You're the most disrespectful as far as – Bo, you're the most disrespectful human that we probably know when it comes to body fluids in general. And so I know that –
Oh my God.
I know that you're just figuratively and literally pissing all over Nebraska for the rest of it. Yeah.
Boss, my dog Boss took 2 dumps in the state of Nebraska, and neither of them got picked up.
Hell no. Fucking you know, manure and dump it everywhere.
What was Boss doing, man? I haven't heard How's he doing?
Boss has been great. Actually, he's in trouble this morning because he took a dump on the floor last night for the first time in like a month.
Damn. In a month. You know. Dude, Boss is too old to still be shitting in the house, man.
You know, every once in a while at night, he just has to shit and take care of the floor, I guess.
Is Boss still high?
What?
Don't you like give Boss like CBD, like joint pain relief?
Oh, I give Boss CBD oil, yes, for his joints.
Oh, good for the pump.
Does that stuff work?
Like, Bulldogs are notorious for having hip issues and knee issues and stuff. I mean, they're fat and squatty and weird. But Boss,
sluggy.
Boss's back legs bow out like an F-18.
But like, listen, man, he's got no hip issues. That's disrespectful as well. But he has no hip issues, man, and he loves to run around still. And so, yeah, I think it's working.
Here's a real question. Kevin, why don't you have a regular shirt on?
Dude, I just woke up, man. Leave me alone.
Oh, I just woke up too.
But he looks like Aaron Hernandez.
You're lucky I even have a shirt on.
Yeah, but I was going to say, before we started putting the videos out to these things, Kevin's shirt ratio was –
not good.
It was zero. It was
The over under is Kevin gonna have a shirt on the podcast,
and the answer is wife beater
halfway there.
Now
I like it. I respect it, Kev.
Kevin, looking huge. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna
say.
Son
of a bitch.
What, Kevin? You're frozen, dude. This is peak Kevin. All right, last night. Oh, he's back.
Oh, what's up?
Hey there. Now, Gervais is in the NFL, okay? And he just said how he was getting four pieces of pizza in the podcast that we did with him. Could he use any of that pizza money to buy better internet for you at – I was going to say the address, but you'll get doxed, so I'm not going to say it.
No, I think we still got the Ethernet cable running down to the Casey's General Store down the street.
See, that's perfect Gervais fashion, dude. Gervais has always been the dude to overcharge his best friends for rent so that he doesn't.
Oh my gosh, let's discuss.
And then fucking running Ethernet cable to the Casey's to steal the internet. He's the fucking cheapest asshole.
We need to discuss that.
Yeah, let's discuss it.
I haven't gotten to listen to Gervais's, but I heard it was real solid.
Some were saying best episode we've ever done.
Really?
Really.
Until this one.
You ever seen a Fortnite? You ever watch, if you get on Fortnite and you Daquan on Fortnite, you're trash. This episode is trash.
Yeah, that's okay.
Toy Story 4, Forky jumps in the trash. That's what this episode is. We're just
okay. Let's discuss Gervais. Who's lived with him? Kev, you have?
Yeah.
I know, and then I know Easley did.
Easley did. Ben did.
I think Brady Ross.
Aaron Menz and OJ, Wes Dvorak. He's had a string of them.
I was gonna say, so it sounds like Gervais is just people.
What's that?
What's he charging you, and like, what's the deal going on there?
He just charged me $600. It's pretty cheap, actually.
Six. No, that's not pretty cheap.
Yeah, I was gonna say
you're paying the mortgage, actually.
Kevin, his rats. You're putting into
in the house outright.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't pay him. I pay his mom, actually.
Sheila.
Sheila gets the check.
I've had a couple discussions with Easley about how much he's paying. I don't remember how much it was, but Gervais is kind of a weasel when it comes to that.
I think Gervais is actually taking Kevin's money and putting it directly into his own retirement fund.
I absolutely couldn't agree more. I think that's exactly
Gervais's IRA is maxed out because of Kevin.
Yep.
Like I said, it's going to Sheila. It's not going. It does not have Jake Gervais's name on it.
They're colluding. They're same blood collusion.
It's cleaning his money. She's cleaning his money for him.
Yeah.
Already
think of Sheila as the chicken fast food place in Breaking Bad. And underneath their house is just a big meth plant, and that's Gervais's, and he runs that. And
so instead of those Pollos Hermanos, what are they all into?
Checkers.
Checkers
is a front for the Gervais rental scheme.
I need to say this right now, though. Gervais, Sheila.
Sheila's the
way,
go.
Way,
Sheila's
way.
The go. I love Sheila.
fucking goat. Sheila is the goaty McGoat goat of all goats. She is for me. So if she's watching this right now,
I doubt she is, man.
She's a super elite.
Your boss is probably the last one in that family, actually. He's pretty low. I mean, we already explained on his podcast how he was bottom of the MAC athlete totem pole. And
bottom of the what?
The MAC athlete totem pole.
So if you guys have ever met his brother, his brother's an absolute savage.
And so is his cousin, Willie. His cousin, Willie Argo, was an animal, dude.
All the Argos are animals.
Who else can
we? You ever talk to Molly anymore?
Huh?
Bo, do you ever talk to Molly anymore?
No, I never talk. Oh, yeah. Sheila tried to set us up there, but that's she's out in Denver, though. Grazie. Yeah, that looks amazing. 10-4. What are you guys, like, laughing about?
It's you.
You.
What are you drinking out of that cup?
I don't know. I think it's cum coffee.
What on earth? So are we just switching between a nice cold
thanks, babe.
Natterday and coffee over there? What do you? It's quite the combination there.
Now, now, Katie, do you want to get on this podcast or?
This is the, come tell us about how it is being pregnant with our kid.
How does it feel like? How does it feel to be Violet from Willy Wonka? Violet, you're turning Violet.
Wow,
you're a blueberry.
Mrs. B, come on.
No, we're saving that for the All Women podcast of Benton Street.
Boys, what stories? What? Iowa City stories do we have for today?
I don't know, man. That was your guys' job to come with the stories because we've told a lot of them over 85 episodes or whatever we're on.
We told you guys told the pro day story, right?
Oh, we told the pro day story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
We had to delete part of the bus story.
And the arrows.
Had to delete that story.
What?
Did we?
We didn't delete that story.
Thought we deleted that story.
No,
deleted that story.
I don't think we
did. You deleted that story.
I didn't think our podcast believed in deleting stories.
I'm pretty sure that the pro day evening story is on a podcast somewhere.
It's absolutely not, but that's okay.
Well then, let's tell it again.
No.
Well,
absolutely not.
At one point, and I could screenshot the video that I still have, Kevin's pants were down to his ankles. He was bent over, and Bo was pointing a fully cocked arrow.
Whoa. I do not remember this whatsoever.
Well, that's let me not get the,
real.
Let me I, get the screenshot.
Can I get Bo, do you remember that?
Let me get it.
I mean, if it wasn't my arrow, it was my cock. So
wow! Are you kidding me?
There was no there
went the house.
There was no bow and arrow anything. There was only a bow and his arrow.
Bo has gone completely gay. Now are you does Rachel know that you swing both ways?
Hey, babe, you want to come down here and join the podcast? She just heard that and she said yes, which is bullshit.
Who does she think you're swinging both ways with?
Josie, for sure. Always has been. Now here's the video, and I'm gonna scroll forward to the point where.
Oh God! Can you send it to the chat first before you put it on the
phone? Oh yeah, I'm not gonna.
No vids clue.
Also, the video of us in McDonald's.
That was a classic.
Mustang.
No videos, no actual evidence, only stories that can't be proven.
Oh, it's proven. Oh, there's okay. Well, there's an okay.
Boys, that McDonald's McFlurry though, that's
yeah,
that was a great day.
Are you guys still making McFlurries?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, Bo, I don't.
I've never seen you so happy in my entire life.
Bo, you can confirm or deny this, but in the video, you blow the arrow tip off like a smoking gun before you loaded it into the bow. Now, I don't remember.
None of that happened, Kluber.
Okay,
this is all alleged, man.
Yeah, allegedly.
This is all alleged.
Okay, and now there's Kevin. He's unbuckling his pants.
Oh shit.
Yep. Josie is trying to Josie.
Unbuckling his pants.
Send the fucking video, man. I don't remember any of this.
Okay. I don't know that video at all.
Just send that video to the chat so we can examine and discuss later.
Ike, so here's a story that I remember from Benton Street that I don't think we've told on the podcast, or maybe we have, but it's still a funny one. From your perspective, the day that I came scootering in the door from downtown in a blizzard as you were sitting on the couch. Oh, my
gosh.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Okay, I'll try my best to explain this.
Tell us that story.
Was this was pretty late at night, right?
This was late at night in December, or in about mid-December during bowl prep, because we had a weekend off, and I had broken my leg against Nebraska in November.
Okay. So, Drake went out a little bit in college, but he didn't go out a lot. So
yeah, only when there was like a real reason to.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm back home smashing some sort of food and just enjoying myself on the plopping couch. And in walks Drake, and I'm like, wow, he looks a little.
I didn't walk in. I did not walk in.
No, he's sorry. He scootered, so he rolls in. And I'm like, he's looking a little brisk here, boys. And I literally remember saying, like, you didn't ride that home, did you? Like, thinking there's no chance. And he absolutely did.
Yep, I rode my single knee scooter home from Summit to Benton Street.
Honestly, how did your hip flexor feel after that?
You know, boy, I was a little bit inebriated, and I was, enjoying the nice snowfall.
And it wasn't a smooth, it's not a smooth ride. Those sidewalks aren't.
No. So you know when you go past, like, the whatever the new building that they built off of Summit, and take a right down that hill? Yeah. When I had to take a right down that hill by the cop shop, the brakes on the scooter didn't work.
So you're rolling.
It was snowy and icy, and the brakes on the scooter were just out. So I was just free flying down that hill.
Yeah, that reminds me of another story of a guy that was a receiver at Iowa named Andrew Stone, who is a living legend.
A living legend.
We need to have him on the pod.
You absolutely do. And
I'll be in Nashville at some point. I'll try and get him.
Yeah, but he's always gone on tour. But he ran home on a similar night barefoot. So if you get him on the podcast, you ask him for that story. I mean, Stone has some of the best Iowa City stories of all time.
That's one of the most living legend.
There he is. There is the Pie Master.
Okay, have you missed it? I just found that. Kev, I can confirm that there is actually no video footage of you bare ass.
Alleged.
So it sounds like this is all alleged.
No, it sounds like it's made up. Sounds like fake news to me.
You can be heard and seen starting to unbuckle and then rebuckling your pants.
He thought better of it. I knew that never happened, Kevin. I knew you were better than that.
Thank you.
He's not better than that. It just might not have happened at that moment.
He's definitely not better than that.
Never happened.
So
wrong.
I wish I had Iowa City stories, but I don't.
Yeah, that's another thing. You four really. You were late to the party, but I was glad to see you guys join the party at some point in your career.
I didn't really go out a ton until I turned 21.
So, I know. Listen, I still don't like alcohol that much, but Kluver has this thing where he's, like, afraid of it. Like, it's actually, you know, like, some people are afraid of spiders and some people are afraid of snakes.
I got both of those as well.
Some of us might have been a little bit of Coach Doyle, but afraid of Coach Doyle because, you know.
I get you.
But Kluver was fucking afraid of a good time, all right? And even after we beat Michigan, even after we beat Ohio State, even after he caught the polecat pass, this dude wouldn't go out for 1 hour and have one cocktail with his friends at the bar in VIP with free booze that they just kept fucking bringing.
Allegedly.
Girls, all of them wouldn't come fucking for 1 minute. Allegedly.
Okay. So.
So speak, Kluber. Since
now. Yeah.
Kluber, the thing is you were the long snapper. Like, it's not like you had to do anything crazy the next day.
So.
You didn't even go to meetings, dude. You played ping pong while we broke down.
Dude, he had strides. He had strides. Come on.
Bro, I had to run 55s, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Hamstrings were tight. So here's the deal, right?
Clue, you don't have to explain yourself. We get it. It's all right.
So, Cliff, I only have one time that I was super disappointed in you. When we had the crawfish boil in our driveway.
And you stayed inside.
You were in your room watching YouTube.
Yeah, I actually fell asleep while that was going on. I took a nap.
That was like the most silly weekend of our entire career.
Dude, I shotgunned a Four Loko and headbutted a folding chair.
That was up there, boo.
Yeah, and by the way that you're dressed right now, that doesn't surprise anyone.
Yeah, it's the Benton Street reunion. How did you think I was gonna dress?
So here's the deal, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, even like you guys, because you guys didn't necessarily like going out either. Like you said, like I mean, none of us were fucking Joe College. Like
different, you know. There's a difference between going out and stepping out of your house.
Okay. You know,
into the driveway,
and I didn't leave the house.
The driveway, dude.
I didn't leave the house a lot. Okay, you're right. Don't know why. So on the crawfish boil thing, which did happen 10 steps out our garage, I didn't feel great that night. I think I wasn't feeling good, and I came out for a bit. I was out there for like an hour. One, I am allergic to shellfish. So I wasn't participating in eating it.
Self-diagnosed
doesn't matter. still allergic. I don't, on the drinking front and the alcohol, I do not feel, I mean, like, I so dislike the feeling after.
Yeah, the hangover was bad. I admit, I thought I was dying.
And to me, that was not worth the fun of the night before. On very, very rare occasion, the night of our pro day, I got silly with you guys.
Yeah, you did.
The night of our pro day, I got silly. And there were – that was probably the only night that I truly let loose in college, and it was after college.
And the night at Mark Wiseman's house, man. You began and you ended your Iowa career getting
sick. I forgot about that.
Now,
for the whole 4 years in between, right, there was nothing.
Was that when we had nuggets up in the attic or whatever?
Yeah, bro.
That was that.
Now.
Chicken nuggets or what?
It was literally me, Kevin, and Clue, right?
Yeah, and about we 18 of the 20 chicken nuggets that you ordered ended up in my trunk.
Yep. You didn't eat them.
And then we got to the place, and shout out Adam Cox, deceased.
The drunkest anybody's ever been.
Ever.
Deceased before anyone even went out, just
dude
in the bathroom. No go.
Cox was?
Yes.
I used to have a picture.
And then, they were trying, he was trying to call up the stairs and he was passed out and Wiseman called one of these guys.
No. So Bo called Kluver and he's like, who's on the phone? He's like, Bo. He's like, let me talk to him. He's like, just Bo. Let me talk to him. And Bo, he's like completely blacked out. He's like, hey, what are you doing?
So I think what everybody that's listening to the podcast today is getting out of this is that we did have a little bit of fun in college. It just didn't involve Kluver.
It just didn't involve me because, one, I don't like spending money on alcohol that's going to make me feel like shit anyway.
Two, bro, it was maybe allegedly free.
Sometimes it was free. When it was free.
Or one of us bought it and we're just like, here, have some.
Right.
So it's always.
And one night, Chris Bauer bought the entire VIP section, the whole fucking thing, and you were MIA.
Two, when I do drink the free alcohol, it makes me feel like shit and I like to sleep. Three, if I'm not out drinking alcohol that I potentially have to pay for and that makes me feel bad, it means I could be home in bed with no clothes on, either watching YouTube or playing Fortnite. Two things that I love doing.
And you're popping your own asshole.
Okay. And four, if I do go out and I don't drink, like, because you can go out and not drink and still have fun, I am the kind of person that does not fake a good time. Like, I'm not going to go out and act like I'm having fun and act like I'm having like a good conversation with you. I'm the worst, number one against that.
Hey, but are you gonna like shotgun or beer bong a beer with us at Bo's wedding?
Probably. I don't want to.
So, you know, sometimes I've done some fucking things I didn't want to, dude.
That just got Drake fired up.
When our old offensive coordinator, man, Coach Davis, when he called Mike Iso on Anthony Walker on the goal line, and he knew what was coming. I didn't really want to do it, man. But guess what? I did it, and LaShawn scored with no help to me at all. I got blown up.
Yeah. Well, so, did you think I wanted to snap the ball and let Christian McCaffrey catch it in the Rose Bowl?
But you didn't kick the ball, so that has nothing to do with it.
I had to cover him.
Yes, but you were going to have to cover regardless because that's what you signed up for.
Right,
I know. And you signed up to be at Bo's wedding to shotgun a beer with us.
Bo isn't even engaged.
He will be eventually because Mrs. Bauer is already Mrs. Bauer.
Jesus, that's Tammy. Tammy Bauer is Mrs. Bauer to me, and she owned our house, all right?
Yeah, well, guess what? I call Rachel Mrs. B, and I don't think I'm jinxing anything.
B stands for something else.
All right. The court has to rule. All in favor of Drake's argument, say aye.
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 All in favor of Kluver's argument, say aye.
Aye.
Drake has it. Kluver, you're shotgunning a beer at Bo's wedding.
This is incredible.
And it's just one. It's not like we're asking you to fucking six-pack race us.
I'd rather shotgun a 64-ounce Oreo milkshake. That's what I'd rather do.
Kluver, what's this pint challenge? What is this thing you have going on?
Pint of ice cream every day for February. Started
but
last
now,
night.
Now tell our listeners why, since Bo plugged it.
Yeah, what's going on?
So from Thanksgiving until yesterday, I basically laid off the diet a little bit. I wasn't so hard-bod to put on a few pounds, and it didn't really even work because my metabolism is so jacked high now from CrossFit. So I'm like one
CrossFit plug. Now we've got a pint of ice cream plug and a CrossFit plug.
What everybody wanted to hear about today. So the goal is that I'm going to eat ice cream every day, pint of ice cream, because I'm the ice cream king, especially inside the Benton house. And I've proven it many times. And the goal is to lose weight and lose body fat. So I tested in at 14% body fat on Friday. And, the goal is
biceps are looking huge.
The goal is to decrease that number while still eating ice cream.
You're a monster, bud.
Keep going.
That's it. So last night I started, and the first pint of ice cream I had was peanut butter fudge core. Ben and Jerry's. And boys, let me tell you, never had that before.
Come.
Pretty good.
Do they have enough flavors that you can do like one different one every day?
Ben and Jerry's doesn't, but I've got multiple. Oh. I've got multiple.
I have to try Jenny's ice cream for sure because
I got a couple Jenny's.
Yeah.
We're going to do Ben and Jerry's, some Blue Bunny, some Till the Cows Come Home, which is a brand that Hy-Vee sells. So
I got Jenny's once in Nashville. It was pretty nuts.
Yeah. That's the ice cream challenge. Join me if you'd like. One pint of ice cream every day. It's pretty good.
All right, you gotta come back so we can go get Heinz ice cream. Shout out Heinz ice cream.
Ooh.
Heinz
apple pie.
Shout out that apple pie ice cream.
Yep. Hey, I just want to say, Kluver, this video you sent us, at no point am I unbuckling my pants.
Yeah, I didn't send you that one yet. That was the one. Yeah.
So this whole story sounds like fake news to me.
I'm still sticking with allegedly being the word of the day.
Kevin, I'm sending you this video from the party bus that night before.
I don't like this.
You didn't go on a party bus the night before.
Or the before
See,
that.
This is all exactly happened. This is exactly where iPhones get us all in trouble.
No. Now, which one did I send? I think I sent that one.
Because if we want to start doing some photos, I can pull up some elite photos of the boys.
I definitely don't want to start doing that rabbit hole. I don't know where that leads, but I know it's nowhere good for me.
You know who I miss? I miss War Daddy. I miss Sean Welsh, man.
We're going to get him on the podcast for sure because I hang out with Sean sometimes down here, and I've talked to him about it, and he said he's in. So we're definitely getting him on here to have a good combo.
How is that monster?
He's good, man. He's enjoying life. His girlfriend, who he lives with, she definitely makes him do things that maybe Sean wouldn't do on his own, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we got to have somebody like that with Shawnee boy. Just getting him
so wild how good at football he was and just wasn't his thing.
This wasn't his thing, man. Not his thing.
He will be a great podcast guest. What, Bo?
So the Super Bowl, we got the old CJ George one side, Ben Hitch on the other side.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy to think about. Four Hawks in the bowl of
we played with all of them.
Our friends, dude. Like we discussed this last night, and I just said I wasn't that close to Hitch. I'm not sure he would even recognize me. You're obviously closer to Hitch than I am, being that you played linebacker there for 5 years or whatever. So you're close with all those dudes. I don't know. It's such a conflict of interest because I really want Siege and George to win the Super Bowl, but I don't want Ben to lose at all, and I don't want Hitch to lose either. But you know. It's a shitty situation, kind of.
Oh, if you ain't rolling with the linebackers, man, I'll be disappointed with you.
What do you mean ain't rolling?
No, like, he said bang, bang. You're the only one.
Yeah, Kev, you're the only one on the Chiefs.
Man, I'm disappointed. I'm just
looking at – dude, the Niners have gods on their team that
– Their defense is filthy.
Their everything is filthy, and Jimmy Garoppolo is the best-looking man in the – planet. So
but the Chiefs have the guy with the biggest head in the NFL.
That's true.
A 6 XL helmet confirmed.
Triple quad XL helmet of the Neiman. All right, boy. I got to get
dressed. Yeah, Ike's got to leave. So Ikey, thanks for joining us on the pod. I mean, just what a pod, you know.
It's been a pleasure, man. We got to do this.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to go too, boys.
Oh, and there go our guests.
Yeah, I got to go get the body and blood, legit.
Time to shut it down.
Sounds like that's going to be the wrap for the podcast. When's this one coming out, Kluve?
It'll be out tomorrow, booze.
Out tomorrow. All right, well.
Wait, did you intro this as 87, Drake?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's out tomorrow.
All right, well, boys, I hope the winning coach gets out some purple Gatorade.
Red Gatorade over on the national anthem, bang bang Niner gang money line.
See you, boys.
See you, Girthy.
I love you guys, man. Ben, it's really
love you.
Walk on out, right? And a couple scholarship guys.
everyone. I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.